Blog Talk Radio.
Let me be a soldier. Stand up for you. When your world comes crashing down, I'll be the one to hold you. Let me be a soldier. I'll fight for you. When you're up against the wall, I will pull you through.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. We are here for you. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com, or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751 and leave us a message with your contact information and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization.
Let me be a soldier. I'll fight for you.
Evening to our radio listeners again, and especially to our straight spouses who look forward to this time of the month. I am Debbie Thomas Brown, the president and founder of South Florida Connects. And tonight I want to talk to you about resetting your expectations. This is for everyone, but I'm talking especially to our straight spouses, especially the ones who call me or write me. Because sometimes I have to help you to reconfigure your expectations. And so tonight I want to just talk a little about that. As a straight spouse, you have certain expectations in your daily life. Expectations of yourself, your children, your family members, your friends, and your spouse or former spouse. Until you stop and think about it, you may not realize just how high your standards are for yourself and for those around you. To move forward in the future, you may need to learn to reset your expectations. We use the reset button to navigate life on a daily basis, but every once in a while, life will lob a curveball at us. Negative and positive alike, which seem to spring from nowhere and all but which heavily impact our relationships from that point on. No one expects a curveball, not in life. Unlike major league pitchers, life doesn't tip off what kind of pitch it's going to throw. Reacting to and coping with life's curveball is a tricky prospect because most times such events will push all of our buttons, not just one or two. After all, what's really happening is that some unforeseen, unexpected occurrence has shifted our worldview, even if just for a few hours. If you are a straight spouse, it's usually for a lifetime. There is one button to focus on during this time. It is your expectations. This is the expectations button, and some of us know how to put God right there and let him lead, so we have a little easier time to switch around everything. But some people don't understand how to let God lead, so you will have a little harder time. You will have a harder time and have a most difficult time resetting. But consider how much you're asking of yourself and how much you can actually handle. I usually try to let God lead, let him dictate, let him guide, let him direct, and I follow. And that usually makes things a little easier for me. And I usually tell people, if you understand how God works and you let him lead, you let him take charge, you let him fight the battles, your life will be a little less stressful. Also, because you expect more from others than may be realistic under certain circumstances of your separation or divorce, you may have a little harder time also. If you find yourself getting upset because someone does not live up to a certain expectation of yours, then maybe it's time to back off and reset the expectation. You don't have to lower your expectation just so you can accommodate others, but rather to make life more bearable and meaningful for all concerned. Dr. Jim A. Talley once said, "You expected somebody to do something. That person didn't do it, and you got mad. What makes you even madder is that person doesn't even care one iota that he or she didn't do it. Now you're really hurt, and you begin to boil on the inside. You shift at that point to real bitterness. You have to go back and reset your expectations to what you can control and deal with. You can't force other people into your expectations. So, what do you do? What can you really do? Reset your standards to a place where you can function independently. It is a good idea to also examine your motivation for having that expectation in the first place. People may think they are doing what is right, but the Lord examines the heart. This is found in Proverbs 21, verse 2. Sometimes we expect too much from others and for the wrong reasons. We should ask God to show us how to reset those expectations to a healthy and productive level. Consider how the straight spouse curveball is different than your expectation. What is it about your situation that has changed? How will you use the reset button from here on to set a new course? What adjustments do you need to take to make your navigation system remember that you cannot depend on your GPS now? And when I say GPS, I mean your gay spouse who is posing as straight.
God promised to take care of all his children when they're going through some rough times in their lives. When it seems that all around has fallen, and the devil tells you you cannot win, only believe, put your faith and your trust in the Lord. He will deliver right on. Come through for you.
hallelujah. So whenever you are faced with your problems, yeah, just give them to Jesus. I know it lifts your heavy burden. Hallelujah. He's a faithful friend to those who love and trust him. Oh, thank you, Lord. There is nothing too hard for my God to do.
Talk a little bit about how expectations can affect you, the straight spouse. Although reasonable expectations can be a positive pressure in your life, too much pressure can cause you to burn out. Depending on how much pressure is placed on you and for how long, expectations can affect you negatively in the following ways. Psychologically, there can be stress or anxiety, feeling helpless, overwhelmed, or powerless, feeling down or depressed, feeling guilty, experiencing a sense of failure or low self-esteem. Socially, you can have family problems like finding out that you have a gay spouse, fighting all the time, or poor communication. Problems at school or work, like difficulty concentrating or poor performance. Your friendships can also be a problem, and your other familial relationships. Some people abuse drugs or alcohol. Let's look at the physical effects. Some people have poor eating habits, like overeating, eating too much junk food, or losing your appetite. Feeling fatigued, not getting enough sleep, feeling run down and sick. Managing your expectations and the pressure that expectation can cause. As a straight spouse and being an individual, even when you're working with a part of a group, it means making decisions based on what is best for you. This means taking ownership and responsibility for what you do and how you think. It might be hard to resist unrealistic expectations, even if you know they aren't right for you. Here are some suggestions that can help you manage pressure and expectations better. Talk to someone outside the situation. Talking to someone outside the situation, like a friend, a parent, or a counselor, can be a great way to express your feelings. These people are also in a good position to help you identify expectations and help you work out strategies to deal with them. Talk to the person setting the expectations if you are not the one doing so. Sometimes a person who is setting unreasonable expectations might be unaware that he or she is putting unfair pressure on you. When you talk to this person, it might be helpful to use a phrase like, "When you treat me like this, I feel," and you add how you feel, and be honest. Challenge and reset your expectations. Sometimes it can be helpful to rethink your own expectations. This can help you decide if your goals are achievable. A useful question to ask yourself might be, "What would I suggest to a friend in this situation?" Have a variety of opinions, of options for the future. Sometimes straight spouses' expectations are focused on one outcome, like having a fulfilling, happy marriage. And if you don't meet it, you might feel disappointed or like you have failed completely. Usually, there are a number of ways to achieve a goal. Marrying a gay person cannot realistically help you achieve that goal. For those of you who are staying in your mixed orientation marriages, try to have a couple of strategies for achieving your goals. It might help to talk to someone you trust, like a friend, family member, or counselor, like I said before, about different strategies. And remember that you cannot guilt your spouse into turning straight. That will never happen. So, like the young people say, chill out. Sometimes getting some space and a chance and a change of scenery can be helpful. It is important to give yourself permission to do this regularly. You might want to go for a walk or listen to your favorite music, attend a seminar or conference, whether religious or otherwise. Read some books, go to the movies, or whatever works for you, as long as it is healthy. Express your feelings. Some people like to bottle things up, but writing down your feelings in a journal or a private online space such as a blog can be a great way to gain some insight into a situation and reduce the power of unrealistic expectations. Expressing yourself creatively can also help you think about alternate solutions to your problems. Look after yourself. This is something that I have to learn. I had to learn that. Because expectations can lead to a lot of stress for a straight spouse. It's important to take time out to do something that you enjoy. And even though you might not feel like it or have time, exercising and eating well can help you feel better. So get plenty of sleep. Note to self, Debbie, take that advice, so you can also keep healthy. Exercise helps stimulate your hormones, such as endorphins, which will help you feel better about yourself and your life. Avoid drugs and alcohol. Try not to use alcohol or other drugs, including lots of caffeine or other energy drinks, in the hope of feeling better or forgetting expectations and pressure. The feeling is usually temporary, and the effects often make you feel worse. Expose the roots of your response to each other. This is about you and your husband now. Discover where the expectation that each of you brought to your marriage came from and how they affect your current attitudes and actions. Ask God to help you heal from unhealthy influences and overcome them to make better decisions now. Balance cultural influences with biblical truth. So that means you're going to regularly evaluate what the media content you're feeding your mind on and emotions and how that's influencing your expectations of your marriage. Are you watching, listening to, or reading material that aligns with biblical truth and helps your marriage, or material that contributes to unhealthy attitudes and harmful to your marriage? Don't just accept whatever messages come at you through the media. Filter the world's messages through the Word's messages. Focus on God's plan for your life. You may find that you really have to make some drastic changes to serve God right. Resolve expectations about each other's personalities. If you are staying in with your gay spouse, realize that personality differences between the two of you can strengthen your marriage when you figure out how to use them to complement each other. You can't judge or criticize each other. Instead of looking for what you think is wrong about your spouse, notice what's right. You will have to ask God to help you love your spouse as he or she actually is, rather than who you want your spouse to be. Listen well to each other. Be humble, be gentle, be kind, and be patient with each other. And forgive each other for mistakes. If your spouse is struggling to overcome some weaknesses, like he may be struggling to overcome his gay orientation, pray for him or her, but understand that only God alone can empower your spouse to change. You can't change your spouse, so don't waste time or energy trying. Instead, focus on changing yourself to live as faithfully as you can to God's calling for you. Do you have a story of a time when life threw you a curveball? Even if you're not a straight spouse, tell us how you addressed. What steps did you take to reset your life? Did you get support, or could you have used support during that time? Are you a straight spouse at a crossroads and need help resetting your expectations button? Send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954-983-9751. And let me give you that email address again. It's sfconnects@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us for Straight Spouse Awareness this evening. And I hope what I just said has helped someone, because I read your emails and I listen to your voice messages, and I hope this was able to help somebody this evening.
Help me believe in what I could be and all that I Been listening to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. Your host was Debbie Thomas Brown, the president and founder of South Florida Connects. Thank you for tuning in. Please be advised that South Florida Connects does not give advice. We provide general information and Straight Spouse Awareness peer support. Subject matter discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discussed, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our Straight Spouse Support Hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate Straight Spouse Awareness professional. We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at southfloridaconnects.com for more information on Faith Spouse Awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954-983-9751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have, and always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my Straight Spouse brothers and sisters.